You're listening to the Orchestra Teacher Podcast. Welcome to the Orchestra Teacher Podcast. This is Dr. Charles Laux, and this is a little trailer, fun episode, just audio only, that will kind of cover the ASTA conference that was in Louisville, Kentucky in March of 2024. So here's a few guests and some different things that happened during the ASTA conference.
All right, this is Dr. Charles Laux coming to you from the ASTA Conference 2024. It is the opening of the exhibit hall, and I'm really excited to be able to get people and talk to them and meet people today as we have this amazing conference just starting today. Hi there, how are you? Jean Lee is back.
Hi, Charles.
How's your conference so far?
It's been great.
Fantastic. Yeah. Great to see you.
Great to see you. I've seen so many people that I hang out with virtually, and it's so great to give them a hug now.
There you go. Virtual hugs for everybody. Excited about the conference?
Yeah, definitely.
It's going to be awesome.
It is awesome. Yeah, I get to see you.
Great to see you in person. I'll give you a hug.
Exactly. I'm here for the hugs.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for stopping by.
Yeah. And
I'm just out here for the hour. I have to let us sign up for a couple hours of podcast time at the booth.
Love it.
An unofficial booth, but open space.
Yeah, let's get a bunch of people on your podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. How's everything going at school, university for you?
MSU's great.
Good.
Busy recruiting. We got a nice cohort coming in this fall. I'm really proud of.
Fantastic. It's exciting.
It's so exciting. Yeah. We need string teachers. We need good string teachers.
That's right. Well, thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you.
Without you, there wouldn't be any string teachers.
Training the next generation, yep.
That's right. All right. Well, great to see you. Take care, okay?
I had no idea. I just came to give you a hug.
Well, this is really exciting being here at the ASTA conference. Booths are hopping right now, opening of the booths, and just getting to see all the people walk by. We'll get some visitors here, and looking forward to it. All right, so one of our former guests, Jamie Kleinert, is here. Tell us about your conference so far.
Well, this is my first time here. It's been a great experience. I got to play with the teacher orchestra yesterday, premiering 5 new canon works. This morning's opening session made me literally cry. The performances have been amazing. The sessions, it's overwhelming, but it's wonderful in all the best ways.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you're able to finally make it to ASTA conference. It's just it's like no other.
It really is.
Yeah.
Thanks.
How's everything going for your school year?
It's the craziest school year, and I love it. It's so many changes.
You wouldn't have it any other way.
No, exactly. So many changes, but all positive. So
very good. Well, thanks for stopping by the booth here, and we're just getting some people on. We've had a couple guests, former guests, already stop by. So
awesome. Well, it's good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks.
Can I put you on an audio podcast? We're only doing audio today. So where are all you guys from?
We're from Michigan.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. No, I have to say that. As an Ohio person, I have to say that. I'm just joking. But
that's okay.
So Michigan's great.
Michigan.
Whereabouts in Michigan?
We're from Grand Haven.
Okay. Where is that?
It's on the lakeshore.
Okay.
West.
Can you pull out your hand, please?
Yes.
We're right here.
It's the hand Michigan. Okay, so you're on the
west side. We're on the
west side. Yes. Okay, very cool. And have you guys been to ASTA before?
This is my first time.
Awesome. And what do you think so far?
I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's a little bit overwhelming at first, but it's just everything strings, and you got to love that.
That's what I'm so giddy about.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So what's up?
We wanted to take a picture with you because you're pretty famous in our neck of the woods.
Because of the bow warm-up.
Oh, 2.0.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, the 2.0. Yeah, the 2.0 is
their
the one.
Their favorite thing to say is your thumb bad?
Yeah, okay, we can do that for sure. I'll hit pause on the audio podcast here. We'll do our photo. All right, so we have Dr. David Miller here, who is the pretty new professor at the University of Kentucky as music ed professor. Say hey.
Hi, my name is David Miller. I'm string education music professor at University of Kentucky in Lexington, Kentucky.
How's it going for you there?
It's good. I'm really grateful. My drive was only an hour to get here.
Nice. And we're on the board together, so we got to spend some time in the meetings yesterday. What do you think of the conference so far?
Conference has been fantastic. I love how many people are here. I think we said it was the biggest ASTA conference ever, or at least since we started tracking it.
Right, yeah.
So that's been really exciting.
So tell us about a little bit about your program and your school so that people, you know, if they're interested in coming to do a master's with you, or do you have a doctoral program as well?
Yeah, so it's a comprehensive music education program. If you are able to hear the concert this morning, you heard our symphony orchestra. It's a top
They sounded really good.
Top-notch orchestral performance experience.
Yeah.
For undergrad performance or music ed, master's in music education, we have an online program.
Oh, wow.
We also have an in-person graduate program. In-person graduate program.
Is the online program something that can be done like within 2 years? Is that
most of our master's students take about 2 years to finish the online program.
Nice.
There are also some summer courses.
Cool.
If you want to take it during the summer to lighten your load during the school year. We also have assistantships open right now for PhD in music education.
Ah, okay.
Or an in-person master's if you want to do an in-person master's degree.
Okay, so any kind of in-person, you have to be in-person because you're going to be teaching some classes and
teaching
helping
classes,
you and other professors. Yeah.
Doing some research, just having a great time connecting with all the wonderful faculty here at UK.
Very cool. Well, hey, thanks for being on the podcast. We're going to have to do a full episode sometime.
Sure, sounds great.
We'll have to pick your brain about your teaching strategies and all that good stuff.
Sounds great. Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome.
Have a good day.
All right, we have former guest. This is like pandemic guest.
Yes.
Amanda Turner. How's it going for you?
It's going great.
Good. Came out of the pandemic finally.
Yes, came out.
How's your program going?
We are feeling the effects because we're high school.
The middle
schoolers are now the high school. The freshmen are the sixth grade pandemic kids, right? So it's a little rough. Numbers are a little low, but we're going to bounce back.
But it will bounce back.
It is,
for sure.
But we're still chugging along. They're still doing a great job.
Yeah, we had that. That was like all of a sudden it all happened, and then I think you contacted me. We chatted on.
Yeah, we found it on Facebook, and we had
all the different things.
What do you do?
Yeah, it was
pretty awesome.
Yeah, very cool. Well, enjoy the conferences. Have you been to ASTA before?
I have been to ASTA before. I came in 2020. I actually brought a group to NOF last year.
Oh wow!
And we performed my Arjun Kell students, and it was an awesome experience. I highly recommend it to anybody out there to perform at the NOF festival.
Cool.
So, but now we're here to just enjoy. From North Carolina, represent.
North Carolina, and we have Erica Hefner.
Erica,
how many years have you been teaching?
21.
21 years, awesome.
Yeah.
And you do middle school or high school?
Both.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you have you been to ASTA before?
This is my second time.
Second time?
Yep. I went in Orlando right before the pandemic.
Right. Yeah, that was like barely getting
seconds
out.
Before.
Yes. Right. Yeah. So very cool. What do you guys think of this conference so far?
It's really great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our numbers are way up, which is exciting, and I think there's just great energy in the air.
Good
definitely.
Yeah.
Good exhibitors.
Yeah. So well, enjoy the conference, you guys. Thanks for stopping by and saying hey.
All right. Thanks, Charles. Good to see you.
Bye.
Thanks.
All right. I got Eric McAllister from Las Vegas here. Tell us where you teach and what you do at your school.
Las Vegas Academy, and I teach orchestras. We got four orchestras there. I teach with Jeremy Paredes, so there's two of us.
Ah, there. Jeremy, good old friend.
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm here with your teacher as well, Mr. Laus or Dr. Laus. We go back a long ways.
We played
playing quartets together.
That's
we did lots of gigs and weddings, concerts.
That's right. We had a recital. Yeah.
So,
good time.
Good
so, you said to me earlier, this is your first time being at the conference without kids.
Yes, this has been really nice. It's always a good time to go and perform, but this time it's just I get to go to.
So you did NOF
myself.
When did you do NOF?
Oh, it's been a few years ago.
Okay, very cool.
So, this time we just get to come and enjoy ourselves, go wherever we want, and not have to have 50 or 60 of our favorite people with us.
That's right. Well, thanks for being here.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
Great to see you, man.
It's great to see you.
Great to see you. And right next to him, the one and only Dr. Mark Laycock from Wichita State University. Mark, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
So how's the conference for you?
Oh, it's been amazing. I just got here, so still getting to know the building.
Oh, I thought that trench coat was, for your cover-up.
Well, I can't... Got to wait till the Statute of Limitations. No, it's a great conference. So much to choose from. I think Eric and I are about to hit an NOF performance right now. But you got performances, you got colleagues. It's a family reunion, basically.
That's right.
It's great,
that's right.
To, great
that's
to see
right.
people.
How's everything going for you at Wichita State?
Wonderful. Go Shockers. We are in the middle of opera right now, so okay. preparing Marriage of Figaro. But to spend, you know, 2 hours a week with the genius of Mozart, not a bad gig.
No, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. Pretty awesome. And you're on the Midwest Board of Directors.
Midwest Board, we are meeting next week in Chicago to talk about groups that we might invite and sessions that we want to have. So
big news coming out soon for people, you know, whether they're going to be playing or, you know, clinicking at Midwest next in December. So.
It is always an incredible challenge to hear these amazing recordings.
Right.
It's an anonymous process, so we don't know who it is, but to have to, you know, we can only choose 10, 12. What are we going to do?
That's right.
We got a great panel, so I'm confident.
We'll definitely have to have you on the podcast for a full episode, talk about all the great things you do and some rehearsal strategies and all the things you're amazing at.
I'd love to talk with you.
Yeah, so if you guys are looking for a great clinician, Mark Laycock, one of the top in the country, just doing some awesome work. Thanks for being here.
You've been talking to my mom, Charles. Thank you.
Well, so far, that's my first day in the podcast here in the booths, I should say, in the exhibit hall. It's been fun seeing people walk by. And again, that energy in the air is just, it's electric. So we will continue with some more guests coming up here while at the ASTA Conference 2024. All right, we have Katie LaBrie with Randall Standridge Music and visiting the booth here, looking at some scores. How's the conference going for you?
Oh, it's amazing. Everyone's awesome, and it's just exciting to see people excited about this new company and the new music. Yeah.
And then looking at some of the new catalog stuff, tell us maybe about some of the music that's coming out and when it's coming out.
Yeah, well, also in the booth here, we have Dion Morales. He had a piece played on the new Canon project, and he has two pieces. One is Dragon's Revenge. So it's, you know, we're not hunting the dragon anymore. The dragon's going to attack back. Yeah.
Get back at us.
Yeah. Yeah. It even has a moment for solo instrument. It's a grade two. And it has, the solo can be played by any instrument. So that's kind of nice. We have some really diverse stuff. We have a piece called Imminent Danger that's for string orchestra with an audio backtrack that's like kind of hip hop, dubstep.
That's cool.
So, you know, really kind of expanding the realm of what orchestras can sound like.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. And then we have some, you know, big heavy hitters like Doug Spada wrote a piece called Varsity. It's this kind of pop dance, disco kind of funness.
You got a variety of composers here.
Yes, for sure. Our motto is creativity, quality, and diversity. So yeah, we have, you know, Doug and Joshua Reznikow, Erica Donahoe, these names that you might, you know, be already familiar with, but we're also trying to introduce you to a variety of people from even different countries. We have Nubia, Jamie Don Juan from Mexico that's writing as well. Jorge Vargas is a Mexican-American. If you haven't already seen his La Bruja, that is a really cool piece for your fall concert.
Cool. I'll check that one out.
Yeah. So.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, it looks awesome, and I like the way that you guys do your covers too. It's not boring.
Yeah, Randall designs them all himself. I keep saying, Randall, are you gonna ever let someone else do that so you can just, you know, just focus on the music? He's like, no. He just loves doing it, and it is fun to kind of show a little bit of what the music's gonna be, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. And the printing, print quality is really great. I like the way you guys laid out, too.
Thank you. Yeah, I kind of do all the back-end stuff, engraving and everything. So it's a big job, but I just love being on this side of the music education and getting to give you all something fun and new to do.
Very cool. Well, thanks so much for being on the Orchestra Teacher Podcast, and we're going to keep moving through the booths here. Well, hello, everybody. Back here, it is now Friday evening, and we're having the ASTA and SAA, that's the Suzuki Association of America's, party. They have some gift baskets here they're going to do drawings for. They got some food out. They got drinks being served. So really fantastic little party here, and looking forward to hopefully talking to some people at the party and seeing how they're doing and how their conference has gone. So I'm with Karen Hendricks, who is our incoming president for ASTA, and have her tell you a little bit about what's going on with ASTA and all that good stuff. So thank you for being on the Orchestra Teacher Podcast.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Hello, everyone. I'm a big fan of the podcast, and this is awesome. ASTA is thriving right now. This conference is ridiculously exciting. We have about 3,500 people here overall with all of NOF and everything else, and record attendance, and we are just having a great time. It's great to collaborate with Suzuki, and just electric energy here. And anyone listening, if you haven't been to an ASTA conference, highly recommend. It's life-changing, and I'm not just saying that because I'm president-elect. It really, so many people's lives are changed because of this. Y'all come and join us.
Next year we are in Atlanta, so my home, and it'll be fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Hey, my pleasure.
So that's all I had from the ASTA conference. I hope that you enjoyed hearing from a few of our guests and some new folks. We will see you next time on the Orchestra Teacher Podcast.
Thank you for tuning in. For resources and more information about the Orchestra Teacher website, podcast, and YouTube channel, visit www.orchestrateacher.net.